Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Jock.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Jock. Who are you?
I'm your wife, Cindy.
Cindy.
You're fabulous, vivacious, outstanding, the best wife in the world. Or let me rephrase that. Best wife in this room right now, Cindy.
I would say probably you're 100% correct on best wife in this room right now. So how's your weekend going?
It's going well. Sorry
we're late, but I got to work next weekend. Next weekend I think I might have time on Saturday afternoon.
Can you fit me into your schedule?
I don't know. Well, no, I just found I'm doing two games on Saturday. So Sunday I'm done at 10, about 1 o'clock. We can do it Sunday. So
okay.
We apologize. We like to get these done right after the show because it's fresh in our mind and everything's good. And, I can kind of read my notes. And
Right.
Well, not maybe read my notes, but I can remember my notes.
And you know what I could do?
Yeah.
Next time, I watched it Friday night because I didn't want to wait for you. I had to know.
You cheated on me.
I cheated.
Your Amazing Race cheated on me.
I know. Hey, but don't you think I didn't tell you anything, and that's not like me.
You started to.
Don't give me some credit.
You did.
No,
better.
No. I did not tell you anything. No, come
I said,
on.
I said Team Texas made a mistake. You go, well, yeah, they did, and.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You said something. I said,
I didn't. Jack, I think
I turned around. I turned around and gave you a Justin dirty look. And you said, are you giving me a dirty look?
Was I in the room this conversation was going on?
I don't know. It's been a long
time. I think you just want me to look bad and you won't give me the credit that I was good.
You didn't spill the beans. Because you like to be spoiled. You read a book.
I read the last chapter of the book when I start.
And then you'd go back and read the, which doesn't make any sense.
Because when I'm reading the book, I have to know what the ending is.
That's what the whole point of the book. if they would just make the last chapter, it'd be chapter 38, and the other 37 chapters would be blank.
I'm just a weird person. I can't.
You're not weird. You're just strange.
And I'm just that way. I can't keep secrets, which we all know.
No, you could not work for the CIA.
Anybody out there, if you have something to tell me and it's a secret, don't tell me.
Yeah, unless you want it to be known. You're one of those people you work with that person or you know that person. You go
right.
And you tell them you want to be passive aggressive and
uh-huh.
you tell them something that you know they're going to go tell that other person and you're
right.
Like, wait, what they told you what? But you want them to go and
right.
You're that person.
I'm that person. Yeah, I agree with you there. I agree.
Yeah,
my grandma was the same way.
Yeah,
she would say like, oh, you should see what your mother got you for Christmas. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
So I
you're that same way. I go, you just wait?
I was mostly raised by my grandma, so I got all that influence from her. I'm going to blame her. She's not alive, so she doesn't have to defend herself. Anyway, she's not alive, so, she's – that makes me sound so cold.
She's dead, so I'm going
to
talk about her.
She did live to 104, and she's the best grandma in the whole wide world. But
– she was a pretty cool grandma.
She was awesome. I learned all those little bad habits from her. My mother always said I'm like my grandma, and I take that as a compliment, so – it's all good.
It wasn't an insult when your mom would say that.
No, I loved it.
Yeah, family dinners around your place were a lot of fun.
Yes,
it was like being at a. I'd be at the corner going Springer. I had Thanksgiving dinner with your family, and you guys just go. I'm like going.
It's Italian.
He goes, don't you talk to your mom that way? Oh no, oh no.
It's Italian.
I'd be picking up my head across the room.
It's anybody that's out there.
I mean, I joke with my mom. If you know me, I like to joke around. I mean, I'll tease her, pick on her.
Right.
And, I get away with stuff like that, but there's no way.
Well, first of all, it is a Italian family, and any listeners out there that had a,
that are Italian.
That Italian, no.
They have the right to be rude.
It's not a rudeness. You just say what's in your mind, and then you all hug and love.
You have some wine.
No, we weren't big drinkers.
You guys weren't wine drinkers, were you?
We were that not the typical... Italian family when it came to that.
Yeah, you didn't help supply keep the wine companies in business.
No. I don't know why, but we didn't. Why are you looking at me? Am I having problems?
Because sometimes you're loud and sometimes you're not. You're like sometimes not registering. Are you not speaking into the microphone?
My mouth is pretty much covering it.
There you go. Wrong podcast. Before we go on, this podcast and like so many others, like the Survivor podcast with Colleen, Jack, and Cindy. Colleen, Jack, and Jay. The Leftovers podcast, the Lost podcast, which we're still doing, and the Ramblecast, the Married Man podcast, and Game of Thrones, and soon to be, we've been talking about doing another podcast. We'll get, Downton Abbey will be coming back in January.
Yep, and then we're thinking about doing the one that Damian Lewis is in.
I think it's called Billions.
Something like it. It looks fabulous.
Well, it has Damian Lewis. You like Damian Lewis. Yeah, and it has Paul Giamatti.
Yes, it does. And I like, he's a great actor.
You're not in love with him because he's bald.
No. Yeah. No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, he's a great character. Would you call him a character actor? No, because character actors are always...
He was in John Adams' miniseries. He was the lead actor in that. I think he's just a great actor.
Yeah, I agree. So anyway, I like him as an actor, so...
So we're thinking about doing that Showtime show, I think it's called Billions. I don't know.
Millionaires? Is it called Billionaires?
I thought it was Billions, because Millionaires, is that big a deal anymore? I don't know.
Really? Is there something you want to tell me that we're...
No, I'm just saying it just...
Because I don't know about you, but if someone said to me, you're now a millionaire, it would be a big deal.
Oh, it would be, but I'm just saying in that type of world, I think his hedge fund guy or whatever he is, I don't know what he's doing.
Right.
Because I haven't really paid that much attention to it. I saw the previews for it. I think Billions would be more, okay, I have $1 million. Would anyone care about a show about that?
No, I guess not.
No, so it's not, it doesn't have that drama, that thing. But anyway, so before I forget, you can help support this podcast and many more by going to Patreon.com/JandJack and help us out if you want. You don't have to. They're out there for free, but if you'd like to help us out, keep these quality podcasts going. And maybe, like I said yesterday on the Leftovers podcast, because Jay said we're up over 101, I said, I've already got a sign out in my front yard, like McDonald's, that says, you know, how many people we have on our Patreon. So eventually I want to get billions and billions served. I think that'd be a cool sign to have out there. Like remember McDonald's when you were a kid?
They would tell you how many. Yeah, I wonder how they really knew that. I think they were telling stories.
We've sold 100,000 hamburgers. That's how old I am. Well, you probably saw it when they said one. Right? Am I right? Because you're a little older than I am.
Two and a half years. I am 2.5 years older than you.
But anyway, so you probably saw one. Then you go, hey, it's up to two. They sold two hamburgers. No. Anyway, you ready to get to the Amazing Race? Enough rambling.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm uncomfortable this way you have this new mic. I don't know. I don't get it.
You said that's what you wanted to do.
I know. Okay, now that's better. All right. Actually, I wasn't being able to sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
All right, so we start off with the Team Alabama finally gets the wrap done.
Oh, I know. I felt so... But you know what? I was really impressed with James Earl.
James Earl,
Now, obviously, it's been edited and stuff like that, but he really was, he got a little firm, but he wasn't like really
rude. He wasn't snotty,
to his mom
no, he
or
wasn't.
Snotty like that. He, was
he
just
treated
like,
he treated his mom with respect.
Yeah.
And I have to agree with Jay. And I thought Denise handled it. She was frustrated. Yeah. She was angry. She could easily said, because I think we said last week, I think they're going to give up and go do the other challenge.
Right. We did.
And she did. She was like, give me two more tries. I will get it.
And I like how he said, okay, mommy, you got to come up with a number. Tell me how long you're going to go before we make a decision to switch.
Right.
And I just thought they were calm. And I really liked the way James Earl handled it. I thought he was just very respectful, but still assertive and making sure it was a game. And
Hats off to James Earl.
Yeah, for those guys. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm glad they got it. And so they went on.
Yeah,
thinking,
they've grown on me.
Yeah, they have.
I mean, I kind of feel bad.
I still call her Mommy Dearest.
She made some mistakes in life, and I think she knows it.
But even, I mean, since we know a little bit about their background with him, her not real crazy about his choices or whatever you want to call them. I don't think it's a choice.
It wasn't a choice, no.
But anyway, I love the fact that he's still respectful and firm, and I just thought he isn't.
You can see they really do care for each other.
I agree.
I mean, obviously there were some bumps in the road, and she probably. I bet you if she could go back and change time, she would say, you know, that was ridiculous for me to treat my child that way, or
you would
have
hope
that.
So.
I think she would. I think there's respect there, and I kind of feel bad for calling her Mommy Dearest. Kind of feel bad.
No,
probably
I don't feel bad.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, so their little
Well, you're
faces,
Italian, so you hold a grudge.
Yeah, so anyway, I do hold grudges. So their little faces were so cute when they got there. They really thought, okay, Phil, you're the last team to check in, and you have been eliminated. But they didn't, so they were excited. They were able to go.
Their look was genuine. It was like, oh, my God, we've been saved. I mean, James Earl, when his look was like, because they were like, oh, yeah, go ahead and tell us.
So are they not doing that? Real quick, I don't mean to change the subject on you. So they're no longer doing, you have another chance. You got to do this.
You're the last team to arrive, but
they're not
this
doing
is
that anymore this year?
I think they finally listened to me because I've been complaining about it for a couple
of
years.
So they have. So
I think I'm the only one in the world that's ever watched a show that said
sure.
that.
Sure. Okay.
I think I need to get full credit for
you're
this.
You're right. It's all about you. But anyway.
Well, to me, it was stupid. Because some of the road bumps were they bumps, whatever, roadblocks. Was it roadblocks? So they had to go perform something stupid, like
right.
Sometimes they were hard,
right?
And sometimes like
most of my eyes thought they were easy.
Sometimes you got to stack this ice cube over here,
right?
Something like that.
Anyway, so is that what we're looking at that they're not offering?
Well, so far they haven't done it. It's just continuation, which I know
you're very excited.
I'm very excited because it makes the race more interesting.
Yes,
it keeps. It keeps the race going. It's also these challenges to have to keep going makes it a little tougher.
Yeah.
Even though they did give them some sleep, but you're still not rewarding the team that finished in last. It's not.
No, because they were the last ones to get the little number to go on to the next thing.
You're not getting,
and they were an hour and a half behind.
Right.
Now,
so you're still being
penalized.
But don't you think they were more than
an hour and a half, though, when they were doing that wrap to when they got to that place? It was probably more than an hour.
It probably was more than that, but I still think that's a pretty big – I mean, falling an hour and a half behind with only seven teams, that's a pretty big
deal. Yeah, you're right. I didn't think of it that way.
But I like what they're doing. So we got Justin and Diana. They find an earlier train because they're all scheduled to leave, what, 8:30, 8:15?
7:20. 7:22, something like
whatever
that.
Whatever. So they did the smart thing and said, hey, let's see if there's an earlier train going that we can get on. So they got on.
Most teams did, except
Team Texas. They decide, you know what?
I'm going to go sightseeing.
And I get it. Your first time in Paris,
right.
And you're, we got a couple hours. But I think we talked about it before with the Battaglia brothers.
Yes.
When they won, you know, Russ, the Canadian who does the couple podcasts with me. He said he talked to Bates Battaglia, and he said what they would do is they would go scour at night instead of going to the bars and going.
Right.
They would look for landmarks in the city to try and get, if this comes up, here's the tower, here's a church, here's something. They'd look for things that might be used for the next leg of the race, and they'd map out a strategy instead of going out. But Team Texas.
Their strategy was to go sightseeing.
Right, and have some drinks and have some food and stuff like that. So. Hopefully they get their act together because they could easily win this.
I would agree.
And unless there's a math challenge, but but hopefully they, it's just you. Are you there to sightsee? And I get it because we went to Europe last year, a couple years ago, for the first time, and it was like, it was like, wow, this is pretty cool. I mean, I wasn't that impressed. I mean, I wasn't like, oh my God, Paris.
But I don't think we were mostly underground, so we went to the events we were going to. Well, we were in the train stations and those things. Yeah, you're right. We weren't impressed. But once you got to where we were going to go, like when we walked out, remember that stair? We were walking around the stairs and we went and we saw the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, that was very cool.
We're like, oh!
And I get it. You want to walk. Yeah. It's because you're like, you see it on TV all the time. You see that. It's just.
Because we say, oh, we've been there. Yeah. Like when they had to do the stop at Paris, that little
bridge. We've been there.
We've been there.
So it's a cool thing, but I get it. But you got to get back in game mode. You have to. Yeah. You can't take your eye off the prize.
The whole time when I saw them doing that, everybody got on the train, I go, son of a. I won't say it. I was just like, oh, you guys are so stupid. I was screaming at them.
And this is before the math challenge.
I know. I was screaming at them the whole time. I'm like, how can you be that stupid? So anyway. But
so they all get on the train. All the teams are on the train. They're at different times, and they're meeting. We do find out that Rotterdam and Amsterdam are not the same place.
No.
I didn't think they were. But
I didn't think so
but
either.
But the doctor thought
that it was that Paris people called it that.
Yeah.
You know, for doctors, they make me a little nervous.
A little nervous, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
They're neurosurgeons, right? They're brain surgeon?
No, one's a. I thought one was a dentist and one was a gynecologist.
I thought he was a neurosurgeon.
No.
Okay. Oh, well, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, so, but definitely don't want, because either way, you still have to do chemistry and all the other stuff. So I just was, makes me a little nervous.
Now you got Cindy and Rick take the wrong train because they think they're going to Rotterdam or they think they're going to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Oh, you got this nice gentleman from San Francisco, and then some guy walks out. Wait, what are you going? You're on the wrong, we're on the wrong train. But they still ended up third pulling the thing.
Did.
So they weren't that, I mean, luckily they were far enough ahead they could do that. Cheerleaders are currently in second. This team's growing on me, too. They seem excited.
Yes.
They're happy to be there. Rick and Cindy still managed to be in third place. That's what I put because even though they got lost. And we find out Rick has a fat lip. He got stung by a mosquito.
Yeah. I didn't think mosquitoes did that.
He looked like, what's that actress that had, she was married to Harry Hanlon. What's her name?
I know who you're talking about. She was on Dancing with Stars, too.
She was also on The Apprentice a couple times. Anyway, which remember she had the lips done and he said and it was kind of like, I can do the duck. I kind of felt bad for him because his lip is and people are like, oh, I feel bad for him, but they're laughing at him because his lip was huge.
Yes.
So they sleep outdoor. So anyway, team.
So my question, okay, this is what I want to ask you real quick. So you saw a very brief moment where they kind of woke up. You see, one of the cheerleaders putting on really thick lens eyeglasses.
Yeah.
Okay. So they must be able to get up at us, and then they all get ready. Where were they getting ready at? Where they were going to the bathroom? Where they going to take a shower? Do they not do any of that stuff? They're all outside.
They probably don't take. Well, they have a hotel over there they can go into. Maybe there was. We're on a boat, right?
Yeah.
So maybe there's somewhere down there they can go to the bathroom and stuff like that.
I don't know how they could have slept out there.
Because when you're traveling and you're tired, sometimes don't you just can't sleep anywhere?
I've never experienced that yet.
Well, sometimes you're just tired. I'm sure you have to get your rest. That's part of the Amazing Race we actually don't see.
Right.
You know, maybe sometimes they should do. You know, they should have like an ex. Like you're just. I was just thinking.
Maybe do it Survivor. Where
like,
you have
like Survivor have Ponderosa.
Right.
Or like Big Brother has. You know, I think it's on Showtime or something like that. They have after hours where they show things going after hours.
Right.
Maybe Amazing Race should show like on their new CBS website. You know, you can pay $5.99 for. Have a special thing where you have deleted scenes where they show what they're doing, how they get up. Because I always wonder. So you got a team, and I'm sure you can find on Wikipedia. I wish we would have talked about this beforehand, but we didn't. But we go and okay, do they all wake? Are they all? You know, if you're leaving 4 hours later. You know, say you're leaving 4 hours later than the first team. Do they all have to get up at the same time? Because would that be fair for the team that has to leave? Because sometimes they meet up all at the same place. Well, why did I have to wake up 4 hours earlier than this team?
Right.
If we're just meeting, you know, it's one of those things where you get up and you go, oh, we got to wait here 4 hours for the next thing.
True.
So yeah, I wonder if they all have to wake up the same time. And I think if they would have that, I would watch it.
Yeah, I would too.
I was curious
when I saw that.
In fact, that might be a selling point to CBS to get people who watch The Amazing Race, Survivor, and all these reality shows to go on there and buy that and watch scenes that they don't have time to show in the episode.
Yeah, that's true.
How do they get ready? How do they get this? What they do at night.
Right.
Like this team goes around and does this. This team does this. This team went out drinking all night long. So. Right. I think that would be a good idea, CBS. Anyway, and I don't need credit for it. I don't need credit for it because I already know I have taken credit for the fact you don't have the non-elimination rounds anymore. Let's see. Justin, okay. First team to depart. Justin wants to take a taxi, but Diana doesn't.
No.
And she's not happy with Justin's dirty look.
He's very domineering, isn't he?
Well, I think he's a huge fan of the... I think he knows... He's thinking as, you know, if you're good in a sport and you're good at something.
Right.
And I'm not saying she's not more knowledgeable, but I think he's a super fan.
Okay.
Or she's probably just a fan. And he probably knows how teams get eliminated, how teams, you know, their goal is always to. And I think that could be their downfall. They're putting so much pressure on being first every time.
Every time.
Every time, which I guess you want to be first every time.
Right.
Obviously your goal, not because you just get.
Especially if you're competitive, this is your
competitive
thing.
But you want to always stay a step ahead. Leaving first usually gives you a huge advantage over everybody else. But you can't always put so much pressure on yourself that you're, because you see little cracks that they're kind
of. Yeah, I've seen a lot of cracks in them lately.
Lately, because I think she's getting more frustrated with him because he's not listening. But I kind of agree with him. Why would you run when you could take a cab to the thing? But anyway, they took a cab. She gave him a dirty look. The cheerleaders were right behind him.
Yeah.
And so the challenge is picking sunflower seeds, because 26% of the Netherlands is underwater. That's why they had the windmills pumping the water.
Well, they weren't picking sunflowers. They were picking a picture of Van Gogh.
Oh, pick the sunflower. I had that written on the next thing, but thanks for interrupting. The Van Gogh, famous Van Gogh sunflower painting.
Yes.
I would look at that and I wouldn't go, that's Van Gogh. That could have been me paint my numbers.
True. But that's just how he is. I'm not a very artist. Pictures and artistry or paintings, that kind of stuff is not my thing. I'm an artsy fartsy person, but not when it comes to art.
I always thought it would be a famous painting of an ear. No. Anyway.
Your jokes are bad.
I'm doing what
Come
I can.
Come on, people. Agree with me out there. Agree with me. His jokes are bad. Or maybe it's because I've been listening to him for 30 years. But anyway, it was interesting because obviously being good to details, I think I would have done really good at this. Because I noticed you wouldn't have.
I would have been terrible. Yeah, I would have been breaking the paintings.
Because you have to write yourself a note when I go get my hair done so that you will remember to compliment me.
Yeah.
So, and I can remember.
As a guy, I don't think I'm alone in that. You could be criticizing me, but most guys are like that.
Jack. If your hair is a certain length and I cut off 5 inches, you should notice that.
To be fair, I've stopped paying attention to hair a long time ago because I don't
have
any.
But I'm your woman.
I get that. You're my wife.
I'm your lover.
Okay.
Anyway, so I just think that you should, this is not you. I could tell someone if they had like a half an inch cut off their hair.
You could. And the painting thing, that would have been a good challenge for you.
Yeah.
Of course, you would have hated it because of the running.
I was like going to say thing when I was watching by myself. I'm like, oh my God, all that running.
I could have done the running.
Yeah.
But I it would have taken me probably eight tries.
I always tell you, I can't believe I was an athlete because I'm not lazy. I don't want to use the word lazy.
I don't want to use the word lazy either.
But my son and I are very similar in certain things.
Jay doesn't like to run.
Running.
If he could take an elevator up a flight instead of flight of stairs, you're going to do that.
But, you know, I've been walking stairs more than the elevator. But the other thing is I'm so thankful I was a skater because it was a cold and I was always warm-blooded. So it was a perfect sport for me. My mom really found the great thing for me.
There you go.
But anyway, I would have hated the run, but I would have been able to pick. I think I would have been able to do it first
It would have taken me four. Justin would have been upset with me because it would have taken me four or five tries to get it.
I think I really feel that way. That was
because then the I get to, and then I also get to the point where I get frustrated. Because when something's not
working
right.
When you're frustrated, oh my God, you don't even thinking right.
No, I'm just.
You're so.
I'm lost in
a D-I-C-K. Rural
imagination.
D-I-C-K.
I am. Cindy says they have a.
Cindy doesn't say anything.
Cindy says they have
a. I said a joke there.
This is good for.
Whatever.
Put them up. Cindy says because of their being a doctor in their field, they're very good to.
Same thing. They pick things out.
Attention to detail.
Details.
Except directions.
You are right.
Just saying, if you're that good at details, I would think directions and paying attention to the names would be part of your. But it is what it is.
Maybe you know. Don't you think sometimes people that are so smart they think more than they should think?
Yeah, I get accused of that all the time.
No, I'm just saying like sometimes people overthink things instead of just being what's really right.
Would you
right
say
there in
I
front
overthink
of you.
Things?
Oh my God, yeah, you really do. Sometimes I'm like, what the heck are you thinking about?
I'm like thinking like 30 things down the road and going,
yeah.
You're like going, it's just around the corner.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, but this could happen. This could happen. Right, this could happen.
Anyway.
I'm always thinking what could happen.
But I like that about you, even though it drives me crazy.
Yeah. Anyway.
But in a sense of security, I like it.
Yeah. Well, this could happen. This house could, you know.
Right. Anyway.
Anyway. So Justin is not happy with Diana. Take your time. And I think he's right about that.
Yes.
He goes, it doesn't matter if you keep getting it wrong. Yes. Take your time and get it right the first time. Now, I don't think he was right for saying it.
Right.
You know, because she's probably frustrated.
Yeah.
The cheerleaders are saying, it's a long run. It wasn't just right there.
No,
you
it
had
wasn't.
To run a long way. Yeah. And it was a lot of work. So anyway, I think I get what he was saying.
Right.
He was right. I think that's where he comes across as arrogant and a jerk.
But you know what surprised me?
But he was right.
Yeah, he was. But what really surprised me was the newscaster. He got on the first try.
Yeah.
The news people. I'm sorry, I don't know their names, but
it's Joey and Kelsey.
Anyway, he got on the first try, and that was impressive, you know, because I think, again, those kind of people have to be, I think, don't you think they have to be very detail oriented in that kind of business?
If I'm seeing Ron Burgundy, I would say no.
All right. Setting that aside. Jeez Louise. Anyway, I like
Stay
those guys. I like those guys, too.
I'm going to talk about them later on in the episode, but I do like them. But I think he took his time. He looked at – remember what Diana did? They showed Diana when – what's the other – I get the cheerleaders' names mixed up. It was – where am I at here? Where am I at? I got them not written down here. Krista, she was studying it.
Right.
Diana, because she was in there first, Diana kind of looked at it, and you see her run out right away. She didn't look, she didn't take, and I think that's
because there was little tiny little things, like the flower on
that's
the side.
But that's, again, what could hurt them, because they're always thinking, I got to be first, I got to be first, I got to be first. So it's not really her fault, because Justin keeps putting that in her head, you got to be first. So she's quick, she had to be quick out of the gate. So she rushes out of there. You watch it, she just rushes out of there, and she's like, this. So when Krista saw it the second, this is that.
Right.
So that's why she figured it out. Let's see, Joey gets it on the first attempt.
Yep.
Amazing. And you got to go tulips. So you have to count the different things and how many tulips you have to bring.
Well, you got to look at what your heart rate was, whatever it was before, and what it currently is, subtract the difference. And that's how many tulips you get.
Tulips. So you got to take tulips. Rick and Cindy finished in second. So he was, because he kept saying, this is not it.
So at least you can verify that they are good at details.
Right. Cheerleaders are in third. Team Green in fourth.
Yes.
You're losing the highway. We're at 45-minute lead. What are you doing? Oh, we're dying here. Team Texas struggles with the math.
I know. I was just like, I was screaming the math at them. I'm like, oh my
gosh. You know what? You know, people say, oh, they're stupid. I have a son.
Yeah, who's extremely bright.
Extremely bright. Probably, he's not quite genius. He didn't test as high as me, But
he did test very high, though. He did test very high. He's always been a great kid.
Math is not his thing.
No.
And I think a lot of kids today, a lot of young people, struggle because
they didn't have to use learn the math in their head.
The calculators. To me, I don't want to use a calculator. Right. I just do it in my head.
To me, it's faster in my head. And sometimes what I try to do is when I'm doing numbers or when I'm trying to figure my amortization figures for my work, I just write it all down and add it up myself because, first of all, I want to keep my brain young and fresh. And I think if I adding, subtracting, and doing all this stuff like that, it's better for me to do it all manually than to use a calculator. I think it keeps your brain going.
Right. Even at work when we're doing register, I hate all the different
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't use that. I just do it in my head.
All right. Boom. Yeah. Here's your change. So they get to the next challenge. It's a simulator, ship simulator.
I thought that was really cool, the whole thing.
Or double Dutch.
Right.
Everyone takes the simulator.
Except the cheerleaders.
And what did I say? I said the cheerleaders are the only ones.
Well, you said that before you even knew they chose it. And I knew it already because I watched it by myself.
Because I said, I go, the cheerleaders should take the double Dutch. Right. I go, they're the only ones that could probably do this.
Yeah, you're right. I agree.
Because I think it would be, I couldn't do it.
No.
I could do the jumping, but I couldn't do the
patty cake part. I could probably do both, but I think I would have worn out. I wouldn't have been able to keep it going.
I think I could have done the jumping.
Right.
But I couldn't do the thing.
You know what? I was surprised that the Texas guys didn't do that either.
Well, I think it's one guy has a bad leg.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
But I think it just was their thing. Yeah. I think it was just easy for them. Let's see. Rick and Cindy choose the ship, but choose to sit.
Yes. That was really confusing. I don't understand why they sat there.
And Cindy kept saying she wanted to leave. Yeah. He goes, well, we're here. We got to wait. We're here. We got to wait. The whole time I'm watching, I go, and they just kept showing him sitting there, showing him. I go, why would you do this? Why would you? There's no reason to sit.
Yeah, I didn't.
And you don't see anybody else sitting there. And you knew you were the third team, the second team to finish it.
Right.
Why are you sitting?
I that was just really
unless they
weird.
Unless they thought everyone else took double Dutch. Why would they sit there? Where are the other team?
We could get them on, talk to them, and figure out why they made that decision.
That would be nice to do it, but it just I'm like, get up, because at this point I don't hate any team.
And the more they kept showing that, I was like, this must mean something.
Yeah,
this must mean something.
Let's see.
So we're at the ship thing. The newscasters go in there and get to do it first. And it was kind of cool because you see the simulator. You got the waves. You got the lightning. You got the this. You got the that. And you hold
but you also had to use the radar.
Radar.
And it took people time to figure it out.
Yeah, and they figured it out. I mean, they got connected to the CM, whatever that ship was. They did it, and that was great. But then they ran out of time, so they had to get out. And then, of course, then
they see Team Green.
And, yeah, they get to do it.
And I think the next time they went in there, they came close. But I think he was so stressed out. About, and this is what I want to talk about them. I think you can't worry right now. You got seven teams. Worrying about beating them right now shouldn't be in your mind. Obviously you want to show you can beat them, but people have won the Amazing Race, and not there was that team a few years ago that never finished. I don't think in first place until they won it.
Correct.
You have to, your goal is to just keep surviving. You're a good team. Don't put so much pressure on your. And I think that's what they were doing. They were putting so much pressure. Oh, Team Green's here. We got to beat them. We got to get ahead of them. That they weren't focusing on the task.
I would agree.
And it cost them.
But you know what? I really when obviously they had to come back out again. Then Team Green got to go back in, and they succeeded, and they were able to achieve that task, and they came out. I thought the newscast guys were kind of shocked that they were both shaking their hands and said, good try. That no matter what, Justin is that green team. Justin is always very.
Yeah, well, I was going to say Justin stuck out his fist when they went back in. Justin stuck out his fist for a fist bump and Joey didn't fist bump. I don't think he did it on purpose.
No. I agree.
I just don't think he saw it.
Yeah. But. And I just thought, at least he's respectful and he's being, knowing that, hey, you guys were.
Well, I think he's having.
You're a competitor.
He's a competitor. You're in the thing. But after the game's over, I mean, when the game's going on, you don't have to be a jerk.
No.
If you want to U-turn someone, I think that's part of the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't take it personal.
No. But I really like the fact that, he seems, a true team player, sportsmanship, showing like been there before. You'll see, I always had other people when I used to coach. Like that in my old days, you're the second place. Well, if you're gonna be a little baby, because I've had students who cry they were second or third. I want to take their medal away and give it to the kid that came up and said congratulations. That was 14th,
Right.
So I like the good sportsmanship. That really was impressive.
So anyway, the pit stop that is at the Hague.
Yes.
So that looked like a really cool building.
Yes, it did. And I really thought when the cheerleaders got it, because they got it second try. Almost finished
well,
it the first
having,
test.
Let's see.
What's her? Oh, the younger, the cute one. They're both cute, but this one's
Krista.
Yeah, she was having a tough time doing it. She needed a break for a second, and that made sense because she was running all over the place with that art thing.
And I then saw someone on Twitter, because I started following her on Twitter, someone asked her if she does a lot of squats.
Oh, really?
Because her, you know.
Oh.
Anyway.
But anyway, she, the guy that was the head cheerleader that gave them the thing said he was very impressed that they did it.
And twice. Second,
yeah.
But again, I think they're the only ones that could. And I said it before, and I said after I watched it, I think they're the only ones that could have done it.
I agree.
I think everyone else would have struggled with it.
And I thought they were definitely going to get first. You know,
yeah, I was like, okay, go. But Team Green finished with just 3 seconds to spare.
Yes.
It was 3 seconds.
Yes.
But he was calm.
Yeah, he was.
He was calm.
She was calm, too.
They're confident.
Yeah.
They're confident in their ability, and I think he knows that you have to stay calm.
Yeah.
When they've struggled, like the first episode.
Yeah, it's when they weren't calm.
When they're not calm.
Yeah.
You got to stay calm. Kelsey and Joy completed on the next try,
yeah,
which was good. Team Texas was overwhelmed. Lucky for them, it wasn't a math challenge. But I said, because he said, we're just overwhelmed.
Yes.
They didn't get it the first time. Team Green finishes first again,
yes,
and they get
$31,873
from Fitbit,
which is what I won for Christmas, by the way, the Fitbit.
Okay. And it's because they tracked every one of their steps.
Yes.
I go, what a cool first prize.
I was wondering if that was what it was, but it was cool. They got the cheerleaders were second.
Yeah.
And the newscasters were third, right?
No, newscasters were second, cheerleaders were third.
Really?
Yeah, because remember the cheerleaders, it was a... Krista said, we let you win, LOL kind of thing.
Okay.
Because they just finished a close, I don't know why, maybe it was, maybe the thing was further away.
Yeah,
I don't know the deal was, but again.
Because they were done before Team Green.
Again, that would be nice to have something on CBS that shows you, okay, all right, this was this challenge further away, and that's
right,
why it took longer? Or,
right.
Because they finished, I assume they finished
first. They did it two times, it was 45 seconds, so they basically did it in a minute and a half.
But did they stop and go, because she was tired, her legs were tired from doing the other challenge. That's what she said. My leg. Did they take a 5-10 minute break?
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know. Kelsey says Team Green owns a season of The Amazing Race,
yes,
and they do.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you can't.
They're very dominant.
Right. Team Alabama finishes. Rick and Cindy finished.
Right.
They finished right after him. It was like a 5-minute difference.
And then the mom. No, I thought it was mom and son finished. Then
that's Team Alabama.
Okay.
And team, I don't know their name. Rick and Cindy finished last.
Right.
Team Alabama waves to Rick and Cindy, but was it really a friendly wave?
No.
It was
the mom didn't do anything with the.
No, the mom waved and she went.
Oh, the mom did it, but not.
And
Merles.
She turns around and gave that look like, oh, they're here.
So I thought that was interesting when they were both deciding about which train to take. Did they take the one that was direct?
And here's what I'm gonna say: Rick and Cindy made, because they made a lot of mistakes.
Right.
This is their biggest mistake.
They
should have got on the same train as Team Alabama, because there's no way Denise would have outran them. Because how many times have they finished ahead of someone and been outran?
Right.
I would have said, he was thinking too much.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, let's go to this train. I would have said, what train are they? I would have got right next to
him.
I would have stood right next to him, got on the same train with him. I would have said, we're going to outrun him.
After they got the picture, the doctors, from that point after they got the picture on, made wrong choices from that moment on.
They
the
did.
Trains, they messed up on them. They're going to the Hog, whatever that is. They messed up on the wrong train again. The Hague, the wrong number again. Every step of the way from that point
on. And they only finished moments behind them.
Yeah.
You can't tell me if they would have got on the same. Let's go get on the same train. We'll get right next to them.
Yep.
We'll get off that train and we'll beat them.
We're not in that heat of the moment, so you don't know what's going on.
But that's something you need to think about. It's like, you know, if I'm going against Team Texas, I'm like, okay, can I outrun these guys? Who can I outrun?
I think the reason why they told the train was that they were saying that because the other train was 7 minutes later.
I get that, but you only have to beat one team.
Oh.
So I know I can beat her. I know I can outrace her because she seems. Remember that one time she put on lipstick to come to the thing.
Yeah, you're right.
The first week they were ahead of another team, but they finished behind the other team.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's.
But anyway, but that from
I'm gonna say that's a huge mistake because
from that moment on they didn't play a good game from after the pitcher.
No, they didn't. So I that's
every
what,
step they made.
I think if they were watching again, they said we should have just got on the same train with them. If Team Alabama gets lost, well, you're lost. You just stick on them like glue because you know you're going to beat them to the.
Yeah,
and I think that's what James Rowe was thinking. Oh, he didn't want to probably say it.
Right.
There's no way my mom's going to beat them in a foot race.
Yeah.
He goes, well, they're taking a different train. I think they made the right decision. We need to take a chance and take a different train.
But I wonder if they didn't mess up on the train, the second train they took. I wonder if they wouldn't mess up if they would have been ahead.
Oh, they would have
been.
Remember, they would have been ahead.
They got the wrong train.
They would have been ahead, but they've been struggling with trains the whole time.
Yeah.
To me, it's they wouldn't have lost if they just would have stayed on the same train. And I'm saying Trent, I would have sat right next to him. I would have sat right next to him. I go, we can't lose.
Yeah, you're right.
I can outrun you.
I never thought of it that way.
Anyway, that was the Amazing Race. Rick and Cindy went home.
It was a good one. That was one of my favorite ones so far.
It's a very good one. I think the teams that are left, even Team Paparazzi, starting to come around.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great episode, and I really enjoyed it. So
I did too.
Anything under the thoughts?
And no, that's what I'm looking for.
So who are you rooting for to win now? I mean, are you leaning towards the cheerleaders or Kelsey and Joey?
I'm still between. I used to be originally the Texas people, but now I'm kind of like, I really like the way the newscaster guys played their game this last episode.
Yeah.
And the cheerleaders. So I keep changing. Like last week it was with the cheerleaders. This week I'm with the newscasters.
And normally it'd be like for Team Green.
Yeah.
But kind of like now I'm looking for the underdog.
I want them.
The cheerleaders to me are the underdogs right now, even though they're finishing higher each step.
I never thought of that.
And I'm kind
of
rooting for them. Okay. I don't know why I'm kind of rooting for them. But
is it because they're cute?
No, it has nothing to do with that. All right. I'm very impartial.
Yes.
I am. I root for the Pataglia brothers. They're not cute.
They do have a nice body.
Well, I don't even look at that. I judge on their performance.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it. Oh, wait. Before we go on, we'd like to thank a couple special Patreons. We have Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gladfelter.
That's right.
So I wonder if he's changed his name officially to Gladfelter.
I wouldn't
because I had a problem today at the pharmacy.
Yes, you did.
I'll talk about the Merry Man. But anyway, that's it. Hopefully we can get the next one out a little sooner.
I think we will.
Because we really do enjoy doing this podcast.
I'm having a blasty blast.
If you'd like to send us any questions, if you want to disagree with anything Cindy said today, you can give us a call. What is the number? 385.
Why don't you write that number down?
206-0311 calling time, I think it is. Or just send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com, lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, we're trying to get Jimmy Kimmel on the Lost Podcast. So every Tuesday, I'm going to send him a message every Tuesday until he agrees to do it. I came up with hashtags. I was trying to think of a hashtag, still talking lost.
Ah, I like
hashtag
that.
Hashtag still talking lost. So if you see it, if you have a Twitter account, retweet it. Say, Jimmy, hey, come on, do the Lost Podcast, talk Lost. He's a huge Lost fan, and I think it'd be cool to have Jimmy Kimmel on the Lost Podcast and talk a little Lost Podcast with
there
him.
You go.
So
don't give up.
So don't. We're not. I'm not. If it takes 10 years, I'm going to bug Jimmy
there
Kimmel until it takes. Maybe I'll call his good friend Matt Damon. Maybe we can get that hooked up.
Okay. But
anyway, well, Matt, he's probably lost somewhere because he's always on being stranded somewhere. Anyway, that's our show for today. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Goodbye.